In this workshop, one of the things that we'll be learning, and to some extent, each of us to different extents, will be walking away with these practices permanently embodied in our body. Others of us won't, will be too afraid to. It's just a matter of how fearful you are. You'll be able to leave this workshop with the specific techniques enough in you that you can open in love with virtually anyone, and you can play the sexual flow with virtually anyone. So the choice of an intimate partner comes down to who do you want to make the commitment to evolve with. So you say, I want to serve you, you will serve me, we will serve each other in a way that we can't do it alone, and you make that commitment, and that becomes the basis of an intimate partnership, that commitment, which eliminates being with other people because you're attracted to them sexually, because you're attracted to them because they have money, because you're attracted to them because you're drunk and they have a nice ass or something, you know. I mean, if you're guided by what serves your practice the deepest, that's a very, very clear force of guidance. You might not have had that core of guidance to direct your relationships in the past, and then, you know, I've seen women have more sexual relationships with their refrigerators than their husbands. You know, I've seen men just, you know, fuck their babysitters. It doesn't matter. I mean, sex is sex. We're like universal sexual beings. We just, you know, some people see a horse and they want to get laid. Some people see, you know, a flower and they get turned on. You know, some people get turned on by water. You know, just being near a body of water, they'll fuck just about anybody. You know, the tropics themselves are so full of feminine energy that, you know, if you lived in Alaska, you know, just the idea of, you know, where Alaska the way the tropics are making more sexual anyways, just because of the heat in the body, and we'll learn about all this energy stuff. But so sexuality is just a universal thing, and we're going to be learning, instead of normal culture, which is kind of suppressing it and flirting a little bit but not all the way and so forth, and instead of exploiting it, you know, just having like big orgies where everyone just does everything they want to do, we'll be learning really delicate ways of how to open people's hearts by using sexual energy, so then when you're with your chosen intimate partner, you know how to do it.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.INFO.